Hundreds of new laws took effect in Oklahoma at the beginning of November. State Impact interim editor Rachel Hubbard spoke with Jackie Fortier about a couple of new health laws and what changes Oklahomans can expect.
Jackie, one of the new laws allows insurance companies to sell short-term health policies for up to 3 years in Oklahoma. That's a pretty big change.
Yeah, you're right. Under the Obama administration, short-term health insurance plans were limited to just 3 months, but the Trump administration changed the rules to let consumers renew the policies for a total of 3 years coverage. Oklahoma lawmakers quickly passed legislation allowing it last session. Other states like California and Massachusetts have pretty much effectively barred their sale entirely.
So why are these short-term health insurance policies so controversial?
Well, it's really buyer beware health insurance. These plans don't have to comply with the consumer protections in the Affordable Care Act, and that means that insurers can really refuse to offer these policies to people with pre-existing health problems or charge people who are likely to need medications. As a result, these policies are cheaper. The new law was really championed by State Insurance Commissioner Glenn Mulready. He said it would give people more choice, including the choice to buy insurance with fewer benefits. If you're considering one of these plans, be sure to read the fine print. Many of them have a lifetime or even a yearly cap on how much the insurance company will pay for your treatment. So if you were in a car accident and needed a lot of care, you could still be on the hook for a pretty hefty bill even after insurance is kicked in.
Can you buy these short-term health insurance plans on the federal exchange?
No, you cannot. Since they don't comply with the Affordable Care Act consumer protections, they aren't listed on healthcare.gov, and you can't use a subsidy that you might get to offset the cost. You'd have to purchase them either directly through the insurance company or a broker.
Another health law that went into effect at the beginning of the month has to do with optometrists setting up shop in big box stores like Walmart. But wasn't that a state question that voters rejected?
It was. Do you remember all the signs last year about state question 793 with the little glasses on them? It was a huge multi-million-dollar campaign on both sides. It basically pitted the Oklahoma Association of Optometric Physicians against Walmart, and voters just barely rejected it. If it had passed, it would have changed the state constitution to allow Oklahoma optometrists to open clinics in large retail stores like Walmart or Target.
So how's the new law different?
That state question failed by less than 0.5%. So the writing was really on the wall for state optometrists. You know, Oklahomans want access to eye exams in these large retail stores. The new law is a compromise. It allows optometrists to practice in big box stores, but it doesn't limit the optometrist's scope of practice. Those are the procedures that they're allowed to perform under their state license. And that's something that the state question did. So under the new law, any optometry clinic within a store is required to be owned and operated by an Oklahoma optometrist who would lease the space from the retailer, and the sales of glasses and contacts would be done in a separate area by store employees.
So will we see optometrists practicing in big box stores all around the state?
No, the law has a staggered rollout based on population. This was a concession made by Walmart to protect these small optometrists in rural areas. Retailers are allowed to offer optometry services as soon as November 1st of this year in counties with populations higher than 300,000. So that's basically the Tulsa and Oklahoma City metro areas. But the most rural will have to wait until 2042.
Walmart was the major financial backer of the failed state question, and now they compromised a lot on the new law. Why did they pursue this?
Well, until this month, Oklahoma and Rhode Island were the only two states that didn't allow optometrists in big box stores. Walmart is competing with other nationwide stores like Target to be the one-stop shop for everything, including your health. And then there's also the rise of Medicare Advantage plans. They're becoming popular due to their low monthly cost as we have more cash-strapped baby boomers getting older. And these plans contrast with the federal government to provide extra benefits to seniors that traditional Medicare doesn't. So some of these Advantage plans include routine vision insurance, and Oklahoma has a large number of senior citizens. So capturing those dollars and leveraging the need for in-person eye exams, that's pretty much what Walmart's trying to do.
That was State Impact Health reporter Jackie Fortier.